Last Wednesday, I went through 2 entire boxes of tissue in one day.
Wow.
That's how bad I was sneezing and dripping and, I mean, nonstop sneezing.
Right.
I sneezed so much that my ribs still hurt. That's how bad it was. I was like, oh my God. Just chop my head off. And I can be the headless horseman for Halloween.
Right. Sorry. Ow. I just fall asleep. Sorry.
Said, make snow, never mind me. I'll just climb up, climb right back on. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you proceeding?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about my campground.
Excellent. Do tell.
I've been very, very good about imagining and picturing myself there and all the cool things that we would do. And for the most part, letting it go. And I put together one offer that was turned down, and I moved my attention to how could I more creatively put it together, and came up with a second solution that I emailed and sent off and haven't heard anything on, but I really believe I'm creating this, and so I like your insight.
Let me express to you an explanation that I have not offered previously in the mechanics of how you are creating your reality. As you are aware, I express very consistently and repeatedly how important it is for individuals to pay attention to and engage the process rather than the outcome. And individuals are very familiar with that statement from myself. Now let me explain why.
Would you agree I'm doing that?
Yes. The reason that is important is that once you set an intention, the creation is already manifest.
Right. And I truly believe that in this.
That is very important, for once you generate the direction, regardless that you see it physically in front of you or not, the intention is already manifest. Therefore, all that is required is for you to walk towards it and claim it.
And I truly believe I'm doing that.
That is what the process is. And that is the reason that it is not important to focus upon the outcome, for the outcome is already created. And in that, it is merely a matter of how you walk towards it and claim it. And if you are not paying attention to the process, it is likely that you will engage a labyrinth to walk towards that manifestation and claim it, rather than directly walking towards it and claiming it. And in this, when you understand that whatever your intention is, it is already manifest. It already exists.
Right. and I can feel it. I can just, would you agree that I'm walking towards it?
I would agree. I would agree.
I can feel it. I can feel the people there. I can just feel the energy there. I just feel it in my being that I'm already doing the things that I want to do there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is excellent, my friend, for that is the key. When you generate that knowing that it already exists, not the idea, not the concept, but the knowing,
right,
the experience of it, when you incorporate that knowing, you avoid the labyrinth and you walk directly towards it and claim it. For in that, there are no hidden curves or angles that will dissuade you. Not that there may not be angles or curves that present themselves, but what the difference is that when you experience that knowing that your intention has already been created, it already exists, and that it is merely a matter of you walking towards it and claiming it, that is the element of determination that is created within you. And that determination will not allow the curves or the angles to dissuade you or discourage you or to move you off your course. They may present themselves, but in that determination, you merely brush them aside and continue to walk forward towards claiming what is already created. And the more determination that you incorporate, which, remember, what is determination?
Motivation?
It influences motivation. Determination is the lack of doubt. There is no doubt. When you are genuinely expressing determination, you do not allow for doubt. Therefore, the more you express that determination, the more direct the route is towards the manifestation, which already exists. Now, I would express that in many situations, but not all, that determination also influences time factors, in which it considerably shortens the time factor that you express in arriving at the manifestation and claiming it. That holds for the most part, generally speaking. I will express that, dependent upon the individual, the determination may be a constant and may be present, but they may also be generating more than one direction in the same time or at the same time, and therefore that may influence the time factor that is involved in when they actually arrive at claiming their intention. But in those situations, which does not apply in this or to you, but in those situations, the individual will be in their process claiming different manifestations along the way, so to speak. And as they do so, what will occur is they will claim them in a manner of speaking, metaphorically, in the order of their importance.
Well, this is the most important right now. So I put together an offer, and that was turned down. So I thought, okay, how can I use my creativity and imagination? What else can I come up with that would give them what they want and give me what I want and create the most of a win-win situation?
Excellent.
Yeah. And so the idea popped in my head that we would form a business partnership, and I would give them a lump of cash now to show good faith and offer some other, I want to put solar in, and I want to put some yurts up, and I said I would pay for that. I don't know how yet, but I just said I would pay for that. And I emailed it on Saturday night, and then they had another realtor coming to present something on Monday. So I let it go for the weekend, as far as kept the door shut and said, go get it, go have it, and once they see the other one, this will come back up again as more of a potential. And then I mailed a card with one of the Greyhounds on it with a hard copy, which would arrive in a couple more days. So I believe that I'm moving forward with determination, but not pushing.
Excellent.
Would you agree?
I would. Excellent, my friend. You are being determined. You are moving forward. You are not allowing doubt to be a deterrent.
It's just so perfect.
And you are actively engaging. Excellent.
Thank you. So now, my impression is that by this weekend, when his wife comes back up and they get together and talk about it, then I may receive an email response. So my question is, if I let it go, I know not to get attached to how it has to show up, but if I don't hear from him by this weekend, what would be a good next step? Or just trust that I don't need a next step, that it's done?
And what would be your idea
of a next step?
Yes.
Would be to go by. To go by there.
And do what?
Check in with Mark, see if he got it, feel out his interest in my proposal. So my question is, are they considering my proposal?
That has not physically occurred yet.
Have they even seen it? Or that they're...
Yes. but have not incorporated the time yet to consider.
Okay. But they haven't totally discussed
No.
it.
Okay. No. But have not actually yet engaged it.
So, do you believe when they receive the card and the hard copy, it will spark it?
Yes, but it is not necessarily a matter of re-sparking.
Okay.
It is, that will be, in a manner of speaking, in your terms, another follow-through.
On my part?
Yes.
So going by would be the next follow-through?
Or yeah.
Sending the card was the next follow-through?
Yes.
Saying the car was the next follow-through.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Not that it would re-spark, for that implies that...
It hasn't been sparked.
Correct.
Died. The spark died.
Correct, right. And that is not the situation. It is more a reinforcement.
The card is.
Yes.
Okay. Do you... Because my impression is that he's excited about that potential. And he's working on a way to present it to her to generate her excitement. Because I feel that since she's been removed from it, her excitement isn't there anymore. And he wants this. So he's working in his head how he can present it to her to make this happen.
I would agree.
Okay. And I also...
Now, in that, let me express an inquiry to you.
Okay.
What have you considered in relation to how you could directly involve this other individual or inspire?
I can inspire. Well, that's what I was...
Her.
Her. Well, that's what I was thinking. If I went by there on the weekend when they were both there and she could meet me personally. And do you think that... This weekend would be too soon for that, or would it be better to let more time pass, or?
No.
Yeah.
I would express that it is not necessary to generate more time. I would also express it would offer you an opportunity to directly engage and involve.
Right. And
from that point, you can evaluate what is comfortable for you to engage another step or to offer a time framework in which they can generate more involvement themselves. That would be your choice. But directly engaging as you have generated the idea may be beneficial for that allows you to not push,
right,
but to
share my passion and vision
and invite her to participate in it. That is an important factor to remember. You are inviting them. You are not moving in a direction of your plans or what you want hinge upon the other individuals or their choices. what you are doing is approaching from a different angle in which you continue to express your passion, your determination, your direction, that it will move forward regardless, and that you are inviting them to participate. You are sharing your passion, you are sharing your excitement and your interest, and you are requesting their participation through an invitation.
And I believe that that came through in the letter, that it would reinforce it further in person.
Yes.
And I believe I did a good job of sharing that and infusing the letter with that too. And I, my other impression is that the offer that was presented yesterday was bad enough that it moved them in the direction of thinking more about mine. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I would express tremendous congratulations to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold to that excitement.
Oh, I will. I have it up on my Facebook page, and I thought, you know, would it be, maybe I shouldn't put the map as my cover photo, and I was just like, it's done. I'm too excited that I can't. And I asked all of my Elias friends to imagine the next group session being there, and
excellent.
Using the map to pick out their campsites and where they would stay. And
excellent. Yeah. Therefore, you are pooling energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And pulling in more individuals, inviting more individuals to participate.
Right.
Excellent.
I'm using my imagination.
And I am tremendously acknowledging of that. That is an excellent expression. And valuable.
This is my PhD. This is my thesis. This is... Once I do this and do it directly, the path I'm on, I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. And it won't stop there, I'll keep expanding.
I am understanding, and that is an excellent point. For I have also expressed many times that a key factor in what you create in the future is, in a manner of speaking, hinged upon what you are creating now, for that creates the foundation of the future. And in this, there have been many time frameworks and many individuals that I have expressed, pay attention to what you are doing now, and express appreciation and satisfaction with what you have now. And I will express to you that to this point, most individuals automatically do not quite understand that yet. Their automatic idea is, if I am satisfied with what I have now, I will not be motivated to do more, which is very incorrect. For the nature of consciousness is expansion. And what is expansion but more?
Right, this will be the springboard to my...
Precisely.
Coaching business.
That the more that you express genuine satisfaction with what you have, the more you draw to you, and the more you expand. It is a natural expression Therefore, you are not creating any obstacles. You are not creating the energy of not enough. And when you create the energy of not enough, as you are aware, that's precisely what you create, not enough. But when you are satisfied, when you genuinely feel that satisfaction within yourself in relation to what you are doing and what you have, you automatically begin expanding and moving in more directions. For this is the nature of consciousness.
Well, I am going back to the Zentangle retreat this weekend. So I'm wondering how that would affect going by, because I won't be in the area. And just trust that I will greet her still being there and when I get back in town to go by.
Yes. This is an excellent point. For if you move in the direction of pushing yourself or altering your plans or pressuring yourself, you are defeating the point. Therefore, it is more a matter of, yes, trusting and also allowing yourself to flow in a natural direction, in a natural movement, and not pressuring yourself in one direction or another direction. And in that, being flexible. That is a part of it. It is a part of that balancing expression. That if you are engaging and you move naturally in a different direction in that time framework of this weekend, allow yourself to flow and know that when you are available and when you are ready, you will create that meeting.
Well, and also, my first impression would be that I can still go by and see him and offer to come back the next weekend to meet with both of them. So it wouldn't be an opportunity lost.
Correct.
And it may also give him time.
It will never be an opportunity lost.
It always comes back around.
Correct.
I'm pulling in everything you've taught me in the last 5-6 years and pulling out all the stops.
Excellent. And I would express it is important for you to allow yourself that flow.
Right.
Not to interrupt it or fragment it.
And I think I've gotten really good at feeling that flow. On the way over here, I looked up and I saw a half a moon and I thought to myself, yep, I'm halfway there. Was that the imagery that
yes.
I was creating? And were you in the water pool area the night when it bubbled? Was that
yes.
your encouragement? So I feel like I've had lots of encouragement from Hunter, from my dad, from you, from Patel. I just feel like everybody's on the sidelines cheering. And I can
with
feel
good
it.
Reason.
Awesome. It's so perfect. It's so perfect. I couldn't have drawn it better if I had to. I even did draw it before I found this place, and it looks a lot like it.
Which is also another validation.
Right. And as I meet with you, go away and have fun this weekend, I remember how valuable you said that retreat was last time. They both are feeling this too, right? They're both feeling my excitement and my energy.
Yes.
And that brings it up in conversation again.
It ripples out.
Ripples.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So cool. I'm so excited.
I cannot express to you a more enthusiastic congratulations, for this is a tremendous accomplishment, my friend, and I very much acknowledge how much you have paid attention and all of the energy that you have expressed in this direction to accomplish a dream.
Yes, big dream. Several dreams coming together. Like one supernova dream.
Which is excellent. And I am always encouraging of dreamers.
Yes. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, you know, I was working on getting money because Sylvia moved out, which I thought was a great release and only aided in this project that relieved me of that oppression I felt of her in my house. And I'm moving in a direction of being more playful in different ways that I can attract money or attract going. Do you have any advice in that area?
In what capacity?
Well, I just feel like there's something maybe hindering me a little bit, and I haven't put my finger on it yet. I am being much more playful. I was dreaming this morning, I was working on turning how you create reality into a physics equation, and I don't know physics.
Excellent.
I was
playing
with it and tapping into Einstein, I'm an observing essence.
Yes.
So tapping into that time frame just to play with it.
Excellent.
So all of that aids to, and then letting go and not getting attached to money has to come to me through a job, through asking somebody in that way.
And I would express reminding yourself not to become caught in the idea of sequences. That one action must follow another. Or that one action must precede another or be a precursor to another. For that is not entirely correct. And in that it allows you much more availability of flexibility when you are not concerned with the sequences of events or situations, especially in regard to money. That is not a matter that money must come first and then I can do. Not necessarily. That is a sequence that you are familiar with, but it is not necessarily correct, and it is not necessarily the only direction that can occur. In actuality, in many, many situations, money is the action that follows other actions. That generating the steps to engage and claiming your intention in many situations is the first action, and the money follows.
And that's what I'm doing with the campground, that I'm walking towards and claiming it, and then I'll figure out how I'm going to put the solar in, because I am going to create that.
Correct.
I'm going to go claim it first.
Yes.
Don't worry about that later.
Excellent.
And my 1800s focus. Did he have a nickname of Yoji?
Yes.
I keep calling him Yoji. And I was thinking, you know, the purple flowers would be an encouragement to me about the campground and everything. And I went to work, and the purple pansies were just out and as bright as could be and sitting right there. So I thought that was an encouragement from them.
Excellent.
It's like the whole other world is just cheering me on.
Or rather, the whole of your reality is cheering you on.
Is that what Addie and Calvin's anxiousness comes from? Do they see the energies moving around and it makes them unsettled? Is that what's going on? Because Calvin spends an awful lot of time watching something moving around on the ceiling. Is it mostly you, or is it a combination?
Combination.
But he seems to be very in tune to it.
Yes.
Is there any way to help them relax more, or will they just get used to it over time?
I would not necessarily express that they are uncomfortable.
No, because Calvin seems very nervous about it.
I would express that nervous may not be an entirely accurate assessment of the energy. But I am understanding how you would interpret it in that manner. It is not entirely uncomfortable. It is a combination of curious and protectiveness.
Of himself, or me, or?
You. Oh. And environment. They claim the environment as theirs and yours. Therefore, that is a factor in it. And this is not unusual. What I would suggest is that you can also communicate with them and offer an explanation that these other energies are not unwelcome.
Okay.
That they do not reside with you, but that they visit, and that it is acceptable for them to visit. When they know that you are not bothered, and therefore there is no potential for threat, they will likely be less agitated. This is an automatic, natural direction that they would engage in a natural expression of being protective, for they recognize foreign energies. They know what energies have claimed the environment. They know, in a manner of speaking, which energies the environment belongs to. And these other energies are not them.
Right, sure.
In that, there are time frameworks with some animals in which they may notice a consistency of a presence of another energy, and they can see it.
Right.
And they may not entirely understand that you invited it.
Right. Okay. So I'll make that clear. Is Bob Fleming with the Billabong Sanctuary the overlapping focus in Australia?
Yes.
Okay. He seems like more distant than Yogi to make a connection with. Is it because he's still here? Okay. And Chira wants to know if a fleck of her son Chris was in shadow.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And is she soft?
Yes.
That's cool. Could I get her essence name?
Essence name. Wubasa. WUBASSE.
Is that from the same favorite dimension as Uliva?
No. This would be in your terms connected with a strong African translation.
Okay. And is she thought focused?
Yes.
Soft thought. And soft, thought focus, and then orientation. Or orientation is soft.
Correct.
I'm missing all of them. Oh, well, the S, I can't think of it. The, you know, like I'm Samari Zuli.
Families.
Thank you. It wasn't there. I'm thinking one may be Sumapi.
Belonging.
Belonging. And I think the other one is one that I'm not real familiar with. Maybe you know that?
Correct.
She's working on creating a salary, and it seems like she's become more open to the ideas of how we create reality and trying. Is that she practicing with different things?
Yes. Yeah. Experimenting.
Experimenting.
Yes.
Because I thought she did really good just even bringing it up and letting it go and having David come back and saying the board could create it. So she seems to be less rigid than she was a couple of years ago.
I would agree.
We seem to be like two walnuts.
Interesting analogy.
You know, nuts that have very hard shells to crack, but we're still in the same bowl together.
and that the inside is much softer than the outside.
It feels like we're friends as a work in progress.
I would agree.
Yeah, okay. I thought the group session went really well. It was really cool. Everybody seemed, you know, every time, when I first started coming, I felt very disconnected from everybody. And now I feel like every time, people feel more like family every time they come.
Which is also a change in your energy. Mm. You are more open. And in that, more willing to participate and share. Mm. I would express that for a time framework previously, you were much more guarded and not as willing to express that sharing.
Is that part of becoming vulnerable too, as far as letting go of weight and stuff?
Yes, I would agree. And in this, I would express a significant acknowledgement in a significant change from that previous time framework to now, that in dropping the shield, you have also in a manner of speaking let go of considerable judgments that previously I would express that was a part of your shield, was expressing judgments in relation to other individuals, generating an evaluation and a judgment in relation to your assessment of another individual. And in dropping the shield, you have dropped that aspect considerably and are more open to discovering the other individuals rather than generating an immediate evaluation.
And achieving judgment for impressions that I'm willing to explore.
Yes, and being more open to allowing yourself the fun of discovery, that when you engage different individuals and when you engage these individuals, that you do incorporate some commonalities with in interests, that you are allowing yourself the fun to observe and discover in relation to these individuals.
And even the sharing.
Yes, any individual. Right. Much,
I guess I noticed it.
Much more so, much different from how you expressed previously. That shield was considerably strong, which is understandable. It was an aspect of protection. You are unsure of yourself, and therefore, if you are unsure of yourself, what would be the natural feeling that you would express?
To protect.
Unsafe.
Right. Right.
That other individuals would be definitely unsafe.
Right.
And if they are unsafe, better to generate an immediate evaluation and judgment and hold them at bay than to drop that shield and express the vulnerability. It is not safe. I would express that in becoming much more aware of yourself and valuing yourself more and recognizing more of your own deservingness and accepting yourself, this has generated a considerable change, which has allowed that shield to drop. And now you approach individuals much differently. Mm-hmm. Rather than generating that immediate evaluation, which is the shield, you are incorporating much more fun in your own curiosity. What does this individual have to offer? Mm-hmm. What are their directions? What is their expression? What is their interest? How do they express? How does that match with myself or not match with myself? It has opened up an entire new vista of curiosity.
Oh, that's cool.
That you can explore and play with.
Well, I had a conversation with my eyes yesterday, and I told them I didn't need their reminder anymore to relax, that I got it, and I could let my eyes go back to normal. Did they hear me?
I would express that the message has been received, and I would express, once again, this day, they are considerably, in your terms, improved.
I think it's hard for me to tell because it's still so double that I can feel that it's not as like thick in the swelling. It's more pliable. Also, I was thinking how me and Mary are counterparts and how she lets you come through, and I was playing with how that would translate, how I could do that. And I think for me, I can be with somebody, and maybe it's like the first baby steps to channeling, but I feel like if I talk to them and feel that to share something, that it's coming from either my essence or somewhere else, the answer is, because I feel different, I feel, it's like a different feeling, like not just me as talking. Like I'm delivering a message. I feel like I'm delivering a message. Is that like the baby steps or like the first steps or just
yes.
How I do it?
Okay. Both.
So I could expand on that.
Yes, you can.
Huh. That's cool. Because I remember, you know, with Petey before, I would start to get like a hint of it. And then I began to know, and I kept talking to him, that it would come. And I was kind of like pushing it away, and then I had to relax to let it come through, so I had to keep talking to get the message. But now I feel like I just get like a different feeling, and I can tell when like a message is being delivered.
And that is you allowing yourself to be expressing from essence.
Oh. But not necessarily just mine, it could be like a combination. Or does it
realistically, mean? It is always a combination.
But
being channeled through your essence.
Is there somebody specific that's like you worked with Mary for so long to set up the conditions?
There are always other essences, in a manner of speaking, that are around you,
right,
that are available, for that type of action if you so choose to move in that direction, and that are always interacting with you in a capacity of grooming, so to speak. In the event that you would choose to move in that direction, this is the reason that individuals incorporate that idea of guides. For that is what they are tapping into, that there are always other essences that are around you that are helpful and that are interactive with you, even if you are not objectively aware of it. And that do express that action of a type of grooming. It is always your choice whether you respond to that or not. Mm-hmm. And most individuals do not. But you can.
I feel like I have.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. And I would also express that you may notice that this action of channeling, this action of energy exchanges, or even channeling information through your own essence, becomes much more prevalent in relation to individuals that are physically engaged with and physically around, so to speak, individuals that already do it.
Oh.
It becomes much easier for other individuals to allow that to occur. They are more open to the action.
Right.
They are less frightened of it. Mm-hmm. And that also contributes to them being more open to the action. Therefore, you will notice if you pay attention to the individuals surrounding any individual, or the individuals that interact with any individual that engages in energy exchange, it will appear that there are offshoots from that individual that many individuals around them will begin to generate that action also. This is very natural. The reason being that you are drawing that into your experience and your reality, and you are less afraid of engaging it, and you incorporate more information, therefore it is easier to naturally allow yourself to do it.
Okay, that's cool. I saw Zeus at a rest stop the other day, and I'm thinking that maybe that was my dad projecting that energy of him, since it was a reflect of him in Zeus.
I would agree.
Okay. Because,
and what did you feel?
Well, I felt it was an encouragement for my campground.
I would agree. Excellent.
I just feel like everybody's just clapping and cheering and...
And we are.
So cool.
And that energy ripples also, my friend, and returns to you.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, the rainbow ends there. How can this not be? How can this not be it? The rainbow ends there. My pot of gold.
I would express, where does the rainbow end?
That's right.
At the pot of gold.
That's right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And I express tremendous congratulations to you. and a tremendous encouragement to continue in your successes.
Well, hopefully, I would like to be able to be able to celebrate the accomplishment of it before the end of this year. I believe that's a reasonable time frame.
Very well. We shall see.
Okay.
What you choose. And I shall be with you every moment, encouraging you on.
Thank you.
I shall anticipate our next meeting and more of your accomplishments and your successes.
Me too.
And I shall be celebrating with you in the interim time framework.
Thank you.
To you, my dear friend, in tremendous affection as always, and in great lovingness, of which you are very deserving.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
In tremendous affection, as always, and in great lovingness, of which you are very deserving.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Oh, my nose. In tremendous affection, as always, and in great lovingness, of which you are very deserving.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Oh, my nose. In tremendous affection, as always, and in great lovingness, of which you are very deserving.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.